This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So how does it work out? Like, how do they translate that? Are you doing like De Niro type stuff?
I've probably gained about 20 pounds, I think, since the summer. This is the first thing I said to Zach when we got together, I guess, in March or something. So, how much weight do you want to put on? Because what's interesting is in the first couple chapters, at least in his clothes and in his plain clothes, and even sort of the way the owl suit in the graphic novel looks, he's pretty big. But then by the time he takes his shirt off, and in the stuff where he's naked, he's actually not a fat guy. I think there's this perception that, he's huge, he's overweight, and one of the first things that Zach said is, I said, that's obviously a metaphor for what's going on in his life, and being just more, schlumpy and lost and all those adjectives, much more than gaining all the weight. Plus, when you're doing a movie like this, and you have to keep going, and you do the early stuff, which there isn't a lot, but at least be able to fit in the suit, you want to, basically what I'm saying is, I didn't want to go over. Jesus. Louder! They want to go overboard. But I wanted to have, nobody told me to, but I wanted to anyway, because I'm a pretty lean guy to begin with, so I wanted to just get a little fuller, so at least I could have a little bit of the gut.
when they design a suit, like, it's always like a thing where you have to maintain, so form fit into the body and everything. Was that an issue? Like, you have to maintain a certain level of...
Well, I talked about that with the guys that designed the suit, because by the time I did my first fitting, in mid-July, I guess, I was doing another movie where I was 185 or whatever, which is about what my weight is normally. And then so when we were making the suit, I said, I'm gonna be about 15, 20 pounds more than this by the time we start going. But it wasn't anything that drastic. I mean, I didn't want them to show up and plus that takes a lot of work. And the weird thing has been trying to find this balance physically between all the physical stuff that we do, and the look of the character, what's right, what fits in comparison to other characters, So I think we're doing a good job.
Can you talk about working with Jackie again? Especially because it's so interesting, because you guys, didn't have a lot of scenes together necessarily.
Right, children, no.
But this time you're playing, the old partners.
Mm-hmm.
Is there some kind of dynamic that you're able to bring from having known each other?
Well, we get along great. I mean, the first stuff we shot together was was us breaking into Adrian's office. And it was the first time... That's awesome! It was the first time we were... I was in the suit. First time so nobody had even really seen me in the suit. And so we sat there before the first take, and I'm in the suit, and he's put on his mask on. We're like, what are we doing? It's Brad Adamson and Ronald James McGorvey gone terribly wrong. Or the sequel, really,
exactly.
To Little Children. But it was great. It actually, especially when you're playing guys that have known each other for a long time, it really helped to be able to go, yeah, this is great, because he's so great, and he's such a warm person anyway, that we just, and what I found on this movie is that not just me and Jackie, but at least speaking of these, but everybody, I don't know if you even found this just walking around here, but everybody is just got the same focus. Everybody is in love with this material, the script, the graphic novel, and so when that's your common link, it's like everything else doesn't even matter,
right.
So that helps.
It's sort of interesting. Dan is in a lot of ways sort of the hero of the piece, but he's also like sort of maybe the least flashy of all the characters. I mean, everybody else has all these great gimmicks or these interesting things. Dan is sort of the most normal at the end of the day. How do you keep yourself sort of in with these, eccentric characters and things like that?
Well, I can only... I read it from his perspective all along, so it's hard for me to even... you know, to look at everybody else's arc or whatever. Right. I mean, to me, it's such a complex guy that I he is very real. He is, I think the Batman similarities are on purpose. The sort of, when really Dr. Manhattan's the only one with any sort of superpower, right. Obviously. So, I don't know. I found him, he's got such heart, He's like, you see Dan and his glasses and he's a great guy. and so all the problems and all those things that are interesting as an actor, the sort of the sexual issues, the not knowing who you are, and the sort of like, in a weird way, almost like a Vietnam vet like syndrome of not without the suit, without the gear on, like, who am I?
Right.
Now that I'm not fighting that battle, who am I? I mean, so there's a lot to sort of latch onto with this guy. And then we've really just begun. I mean, that's the stuff that I'm looking forward to shooting, to really getting dirty with it, because he just goes from such a wide range of being introverted and lost and trying to adjust to society, and he doesn't really, to like feeling alive, feeling like a man, feeling empowered. And so it's a great journey.
Right.
I don't feel any sort of loss between the flashiness. I think he's pretty cool.
Can you talk about a little, were you a fan of the comic?
I didn't know it. I knew of it, but I hadn't read it before. And like with all comic book scripts that I've seen or been up for or whatever the nonsense is, I called one of my best friends, Christian Borle, who is a diehard fan, and has, ever since I've known him, has been a huge comic book fan. I always call him and go like, "All right, what do you got on whatever the movie is? Fantastic Four, Daredevil, whatever, and he'd sort of give me his rundown, and then I said, "All right, just got the Watchmen." I said, "All right, I just got the Watchmen script," and he just paused, and he goes, "Oh God." I was like, what? It seems pretty cool. I mean, I'm like halfway through, but this is unbelievable. And he's like, if you are ever to do a comic book movie, this is the one to do. So then I knew I had the stamp of approval, at least from the fan. I knew that I was getting into some pretty revered work. And then once I had read the script first, and then once I read the graphic novel and just became immersed in it, there's stuff we were just talking about a few minutes ago, like, because some of the stunt guys are just now getting through it, and like, it's pretty dense. I'm like, well, you're not reading, I won't bag on any other comics, but it's there's a reason that it's sort of, to some people, the holy grail of graphic novels. You keep finding stuff in that script, and the great thing about Zach is he has such an appreciation for that. So we'll come in with ideas of, if you get, because naturally it's not going to be an 8-hour movie. So in trimming and in finding the focus of the film, how do you adjust and what are you leaving out of the graphic novel? And I think they've done an unbelievable job of adapting it. But within that, you'll sort of see something and go, man, I love that line that's in the graphic novel, because I feel, and you go in with that. He's like, great, yeah, awesome, works. I love that line too. So it's an evolving process.
So I have to ask, though, your friend, is he moved out now to your band?
I just talked to him today. He's trying to get off work so he can come out here and play. I mean, he's just, what are you shooting? So, we're breaking Rorschach out of prison. Oh, my God. it really is. I've never seen this sort of, like, excitement. Usually it's like, yeah, that's a cool character. It's a fun comic. I don't really know it well. But, that I knew I was treading on some pretty, I don't know what the phrase is, it's good stuff. People, we get that. I think everybody, a part of this, feels like, you don't run from it, you embrace it, you don't sort of tread around it and go, I'm scared to touch it, you dive in, but everybody loves it.
You looking forward to piloting the ship?
Oh yeah, have you seen the ship?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty great, isn't it?
Good
time. It is good time. Yeah. No, it's, I mean, this whole, that's the thing. It's, you, every new set you walk into, you're just sort of blown away by it, so.
How is the action in the suit? I mean, you're doing some fights today, right? In
yeah.
The riot.
So how yeah,
does that,
as soon as I leave
suit
you.
Is like very supple, or is it tough to move around?
Nice use of supple, by the way. I heard that today. I like that.
Thanks. Well, that's what I'm a writer. Yeah. Bust out supple.
It's, you know, I mean, it's you know, high class problems. I like to say, you know, it's. I mean, what am I going to do? Complain about being in the suit? It's unbelievable. It's. I mean, it's mobility wise, it's okay. It's the tension is hard. You know, it's like a scuba suit gone haywire. I mean, it's really, it's, you have the elasticity, but it's just like anything. Just getting used to it. You know. Yeah, I'm not going to complain about the suit. It's unbelievable. It's pretty cool.
The graphic novel is kind of elliptical in parts of some of their history. Did you and Jackie kind of work out maybe a little bit of the history with each other? So you have, you know, did you guys talk about maybe what things you might
have? Yeah, I mean, we each had those. Zach sort of did one-on-ones or two-on-ones, I guess, with all of us to go through relationships and how people sort of started and what do you see and what's in there, what we may have missed. And so, yeah, we definitely went through that. Because what's funny is you have to sort of establish how long these guys were really together. And how often do they really fight together? I mean, because that's the stuff that you hear. You're talking about a whole history. What makes it so interesting is like, well, when did they really fight together? And when they did, how many of them fought at the same time? Because, so that was all the fun stuff, is going through that, and especially with me and Jackie, because it's such a history with those two. It's just such a great relationship for these two complete opposite types of people to work together and to really have to have an understanding of each other. And so by the end, it's tragic, I think, you know.
If we have to wrap it up, you guys, Patrick's got to go put on a suit.
You got to go put on a suit. Any more?
I was going to ask finally, what's it like to be are you looking forward to being a toy?
A toy? Yeah. I know, you know, the first day that first scene that we shot was looking at all the figurines. That was pretty fun to sort of see that. I don't know, you know, this is at the beginning of this whole thing. So we're fortunate that the work that we have is, it's a ton of fun, but it is, you know, nobody glosses over any of the work, so you can't help but be concentrated on exactly what you're doing. So plus, when the movie doesn't come out for however many years, you know, it's sort of tough to imagine what it's going to be like.
Cool.
Just hope people like it.
Thank you.
All right, no problem, you guys. Take care.